Now, I have my guests in this morning. It's really, really exciting to welcome Michaela Eschbach and Anne Bailey from the lovely social enterprise company Form the Future. Now, just a little bit of intro. They connect businesses with schools to help young people aged between 12 and 19 to understand and learn about the world of work. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, it's very nice to have you here. So first, we want to know the beginnings. How did it all, where did this idea come about? Anne, you start us off.
Yeah, I will, because I was a parent with children in school locally, and I just kept asking the question, what's my school doing to help my children learn about future careers, particularly in a place like Cambridge, where there's so many amazing things going on, things being invented every day? How are they ever able to sort of keep up with the opportunities and get inspired? So I actually approached the schools, and I said, what are you doing to connect with local businesses? And they said, not a lot, but we'd like to. And that's how it all started.
Oh, that's really interesting. You have raised a really good point about technology being invented. Everything is new, isn't it? It's so fast, the way we see things. And for children to get some information and keep up with it. We think children are really good and they're the next technology generation, aren't they? But they still need to have information sort of explained to them, I suppose.
Well, they need to feel that these are opportunities that are available for them. So wherever they are in the city, whatever family background they come from, they need to believe that they could be working in these jobs. And it's great that they can use the technology, but they need to think about, could I be creating this technology? And the way it's been working up till now is that most kids end up doing what their parents do. We call this parental choice theory. And actually, there's a lot of problems with that. You know, you can be trapped in potentially low expectations, lack of confidence about where you can move to, or you can be trapped into a certain set of expectations. You must be a lawyer, you must be a pharmacist, because that's what mom and dad want. Reality, kids can do anything. And one of the problems we've found is that careers advice and guidance in schools is really under-resourced. And you know, even if it were resourced, frankly, many careers advisors, you know, don't have the access to all the latest and greatest changes that are happening in our city. So, you know, we talk about the latest technology. Something will have been discovered yesterday in Cambridge. How is the careers advisor supposed to know about that?
Yeah,
so our model is completely different, and it's about making those live connections with the real people doing the real jobs.
So now that you have discovered the big gap between children and the workforce, how have you started to get this rolling? Michaela, do you want to give us some insight into this?
Very happy to do that. Well, we really go out and talk to businesses. The beauty about it is by helping young people understand the world of work, we actually help businesses to close the skills gap. We help them to be present. We help them that actually young people and the next generation understand that they exist, because actually that's often another point that young people, although they might want to go into technology, they don't even have the understanding of the different career types they could pursue within that field. Because frankly, you and I, we understand technology is a huge and an enormous field, but how should a young person understand the vast variety? So by bringing businesses into schools, and that's actually what we do. We run different types of events at schools for children at different age groups, tailored to exactly the level we can pitch at. Because a year seven might have a total different interest set and different need as to what they understand than a year 11 student, or yet again a year 13 student. So we talk to businesses, we invite them to share their career set, to share their experiences with those students so that they can actually get a better picture. So I would say the main activity we do run are these events at schools. And that really does allow that bridge to be gapped, that gap to be bridged, sorry.
Yeah, no, really interesting. Do you get any resistance from the younger children? They think, I must know it all. Because it's a natural thing, isn't it, for children, because they are so technologically minded now that sometimes they don't quite. And for me, that's my son. You're nodding. Well, my son, no, Mum, you don't know it. I do. But I think it takes someone like you guys to come in and say, actually, this is what it's all about. than a parent. And as you say, it's the parental theory, isn't it? We've got to get away from that and give them the... Is that what you think, Michaela?
Well, I actually think we have quite the contrary experience. Especially young children are very, very open-minded. And we often find that with our employees if they say, well, I'm only interested in year 11, 12, 13 because that's where I start recruiting. If you bring them in far earlier, the younger they are, the more open-minded they are. They don't yet have those role prejudices. They are actually quite intuitively and intrigued about what's happening out in the world. So you might not go and say you should be a lawyer or you should be a technologist, but just by sharing all those opportunities, you set that thinking process, you kick that off really with the young people. So that's what we find. And even if you go in later on when they are year 9s, 10s and 11s, although they might be a bit more intimidated at first by talking to employers, they are genuinely interested, and we get very good feedback from students about the opportunities we offer them.
That's very, very excellent. So my question would be, I think it's great that you do this because it challenges gender issues as well. Do you have that? Is that something that's come up about too? Because girls think, oh, I can't do this. But actually, girls and boys probably could do the same job.
It's so important. I mean, you know, particularly Michaela mentioned skills shortages, and a lot of companies in this city are really struggling to recruit. Well, if we can get more girls to apply for the same jobs that have traditionally been boys' jobs in IT, in engineering, construction, we can just, you know, those skills gaps will disappear because we just open the pool up. It is such an important objective for us to get girls believing they can do these things. And that means making sure that teachers don't have biases, parents don't have biases. You know, we really need to show them that we need everyone to be involved in these fields. We actually think girls have a lot to offer IT and engineering. You know, frankly, if we're problem solving, designing things for the way we live, we need to reflect the whole community. So yeah, getting in early, and this is where the early start helps, you know, the young as possible to really help overcome those biases and those prejudices against what's possible. I often use the example of, I'll quote an HR director of one of our big engineering firms. She says, you know, I want girls to not just want to be a nail technician, but to be a real technician. You know, we really do need to get girls to realize they can do anything.
Yeah. And what made me just think about is you've got girls and boys sitting, listening to the same business coming in. So it's not as if you've segregated the boys to do something. That's what's so key. And that's why you found this gap, haven't you?
Yeah.
To come in and do this.
Yeah. It's absolutely right. I mean, we've got to, you know, we can't be making these judgments. We actually also believe that you have to expose them to as many different careers as possible regularly, repeatedly. We have a program we want them to do throughout their education at school and to have it embedded into the curriculum. And it's coming. I mean, actually, the demand from our schools is so high right now that we are really struggling to get enough businesses involved, enough people involved, enough people taking part to really meet that demand from young people.
And tell us a bit about a case study, a typical event at a school where a business comes in. What happens? How long is the event for? Do you sort of look at the school and see how long the children would last, their age? And because they would get turned off, wouldn't they, if it's a long event?
That's right. It's right to a certain extent. So we have, for example, for a typical year, a 7 event, often we like to run What's My Line? So we bring businesses in into the school classes, and then students would actually guess their profession. That will take a couple of minutes, and then after which the business then has the chance to really go into more depth of what this is all about. A typical What's My Line would last for 2 hours, so businesses would see 4 classes in over the hour, 20 minutes in each classroom, and you couldn't run this for more than 4 to 5 sessions because the game wears out.
Yes.
Yet, having that opportunity to see 4 to 5 different careers and different businesses talking about those opportunities is enough at that age group to inspire them about potential pathways.
Mm. We have other events that take a whole school day, like our enterprise challenges, where kids work in teams to problem solve, come up with new ideas, and then to make and ultimately pitch their ideas to a panel of entrepreneurs we've had there throughout the day, coaching and supporting them. So, you know, there's a real variety depending on the task and the objectives.
I think it's a really lovely idea. And what's your future events? What's coming up next that we could look out for?
Well, actually, in October, we are looking at a whole list of events. So we have one big careers fair coming at a particular school where you have every hour a different year group. So we're still looking for businesses there. And I think that's a great opportunity for businesses to come along and showcase to an entire school. We're talking about 800 to 1,000 students they will be seeing on that day. Equally, we have some great careers carousels going where they will run workshops for 2 hours with students of year 10. So it's a totally different format. So they would actually have 10 to 12 students sitting around the table and running a workshop. So I think if you wanted to get involved, now is a very good time because we have a variety of different events where employers can now choose what is most suitable for them, and we'd be very happy to guide them as to what best meets their needs as well.
Well, that's an excellent point because you want to get awareness. This is, I know you're busy, but this is a long venture, isn't it? It's going to last hopefully for a very long time to get. We've got the next 30 years, the next generation of children and the ones as well coming up for that. So do you want to give us an idea of how to the business get in contact with you or how you would like to get in contact with them?
I'm very happy, but I would like to add something before
sure.
that. So you might think, well, now they're all talking about students and young people, but what is in it for me as a business? And I think that's a very important point for businesses to understand. And it's very interesting as we meet businesses every day to hear and to listen to their needs and to see why they do that. So some businesses obviously do it for social responsibility, and that's fine, and I think that's a very good thing, and we need them very much so. But there are many businesses who say, actually, I can use this to train my employees. If I send them in for a mock interviewing event, I can actually help them develop their interviewing skills.
Absolutely.
Or if I send them in to give a presentation, or if I send them in to run a workshop, actually, I help them with their leadership skills and I help them with their presentation skills. So it's not a single-sided, I do this because I help the young people. Actually, they can really train up their staff as well.
Yeah.
And talking about apprenticeships, which is something we're very eager to do, they can actually come in and make and raise that awareness, which equally helps them to raise applications for their openings. So I think, and I just think that's a very important point everybody has to understand.
I think that's wonderful. I really do. And I think that the cohesion between the two of you, the businesses and schools, is paramount. And as you just said, it works both ways, and that's what's key. Thank you both very much indeed. It's really lovely, lovely to have you here. That's Michaela Eschbach and Anne Bailey from the social venture company Form the Future. So if you want to get in touch with them, please do. They're on the website and very easy for you to do. Thank you both very much indeed.